I had a number of friendships that are still going on today. Ellie Nastasi is probably one of my best friends in the world today, and his children are my godchildren. Eddie Dibbs, who I grew up with, Dickie Stockton, who I grew up with, Brian Godfrey, I still see quite a bit, the Gullicksons, I still see quite a bit. Most of the guys that I played my early years as a professional with are my friends today. But I intentionally made all my acquaintances, or a lot of my acquaintances and friends, from people who were outside of the game of tennis, only because I felt that there was more going on around this world than just getting locked in a vacuum of the game of tennis, and it was better for me to have more on my mind than just the game. You know, while I was playing, that was the only thing on my mind. But when I was away from it, I didn't take the game home with me. I left it there. I was able to pick it up and run with it the next day. But I always got involved in other things so that, you know, wouldn't keep my mind just occupied on one thing. And I think it's worked out well for me. I have many other interests away from the game and because of these people. And they've remained friends whether I play tennis or I don't. And that, to me, is the most important thing, that I have made relationships with people away from the game, that they don't care if I play. They don't care if I'm hurt. They don't care if I'm older. They don't care if I can never pick up a racket again, that we will continue this friendship for a long time.